Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. He's the Savior. He's the Son of God. Amen. Lord, send out laborers to the harvest fields, to the Middle East, to Egypt, Turkey, Iran, Iraq, the countries more than, I think, 500 million people. Send out laborers to Israel. By any means possible, in Jesus' name, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, in Jesus' name. I bless those listening to this podcast. I believe with them that you'll reveal your glory to them. I believe with them right now for their healing, if they need healing. Jesus, you said if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. Amen. This is Wonder and Reality. My name is Jim. This overall series is about heaven, but these some messages within that series are about the events that Jesus spoke about. This is the second message about this topic, and hopefully it's going to air on April 25th in the U.S., And I thank you. I want to just a brief time out. Thank you to our wonderful partners and listeners around the world. A lot of listeners in the last week from around in numerous countries. And so I just want to thank our partners and listeners and those who follow our websites, our books. And this podcast. Our website is wonderreality.org. So this is the second message. The theme of this message is the events in the future that Jesus spoke about when he was a man on the earth. This is a vast subject. It's something that is new to this podcast, and it was inspired by the Easter season when we recognize Jesus' sacrifice and his passion, his death, his resurrection. And there's so much in this subject. Let's remember, Jesus Christ is God. Everything that he said when he was a man on the earth, and that he says today, is of course infinite importance. Everything he said as a man when he was a man on the earth 2,000 years ago is infinitely important and eternally important. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, my words will not pass away." He presented, I believe I have read, it's more than 40 parables. It may be, I think it's 42 or 44. But I just want to get this into this podcast. If you only have time to listen to the next minute or two, the two parables that I think are the most important are the parable of the sower and the parable of the wheat and tares. Jesus even said that, revealed that the parable of the sower is the foundational parable. That's in Mark, the Gospel of Mark, that he said that. That he revealed that. And then the other parable that I mentioned, of those are the two that he gave explanations to. Full explanations. So he, you know, a parable is a story. He used metaphors, which a metaphor is very simple. It's a symbolic, representative representation of a truth. It's okay. Here's the main thing about those two parables. The theme of these few messages is the events Jesus spoke about. And in the previous message, I said it could be that the event he spoke about the most was his passion, his death and resurrection. Also, I did say that he spoke about events in the future. And of course, he spoke about events in the end times, his second coming, and the day of judgment, and things that would happen in the end times, which amazingly, remember, 2,000 years later, now we are in the end times, and those things are going to occur. To think that, there's so much on this subject, but I may be completely wrong in what I said in the previous message, because in those two parables, the parable of the sower, the parable of the wheat and the tares, Jesus is speaking about events that will happen in the future in the spirit realm. In fact, billions of events that will happen that since his time would happen and are happening now and will continue to happen until and even will happen in the millennium. Billions upon billions upon billions of events. And that's not an overstatement. The parable of the sower. These two parables are so important, it's beyond words. A brief summary in the parable of the sower sows seed, and there's the seed falls to the ground, and there's four different results. And then he explains that parable. The parable of the wheat and the tares is about how, just like in the natural, both of them use the natural as metaphors to reveal these truths. Just as in the natural, wheat grows up and then there's weeds with it, right? Tares are weeds, I believe. So the wheat and the tares, they grow up together, and then he explains it, that the harvest is the end of the age. The reapers are the angels. Okay, so in the first one, parable of the sower, since Jesus' time, remember Jesus said, preach the gospel. Well, the gospel has been preached millions upon millions of times since then and will continue to be in every which way. In every way that possible. Hundreds of millions of times, and there are results that occur. Those are all events. He's speaking about events, things that will happen in the future. Same thing with the wheat and the tares. The harvest is the end of the age. Another example of this is the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. In that parable, Jesus revealed that when Lazarus died, the angels carried him to paradise, the place that saints went before Jesus' passion, before his death and resurrection. The pre-resurrection saints went to paradise. Well, he's revealing there that every time in human history, in that parable, the rich man ended up in hell, right? And the Lazarus was carried, the angels carried him to paradise. Well, Jesus is revealing there events that had happened in the past and will continue and have happened, billions of them, billions. Because every time someone dies, if they are in the book of life, it's actually very simple. If they're in the book of life, angels carry them to heaven. Before the resurrection, it was to paradise. every person who's not in the book of life ends up in hell. And then Jesus in modern times has revealed that it's actually demons that take them in chains down to hell. It's also in the Bible called Hades and Sheol. Same place, it's hell. It's one place. It's in the center of the earth. Jesus said it called it the eternal fire, the everlasting fire. Hell will one day be thrown into the lake of fire. But Jesus used that, he spoke about hell and what will happen to unbelievers for eternity more than 50 times in the Gospels. 50 times. Our ministry has researched that, and he clearly says it's the eternal fire and the everlasting fire. That's the place that they will be, which really likely he is speaking about the lake of fire, because that's where they ultimately will be. But right now they're in hell, which is still a place of fire. Make no mistake about it. So these are billions upon billions of events Jesus is speaking about. And that's so that I want to correct what I said, you know, in his specific words to his, well, again, this subject is so vast and there's many different ways to look at it. Jesus also said things like about children, that their angels always see the face of my Father in heaven. Well, that's an event that's going on. Every child under the age of 5, there's angels who see the face of the Father God Almighty all the time. And that's going on right now. Jesus is speaking about events. I mean, it's just fascinating. He knows what's going on. He is the Lord God Almighty. He's the Son of God. He knows everything. He knows what's going on in the spirit realm. And that's a place when we meet the Holy Spirit and when someone knows Him, that's what humans were born to do, is walk with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And humans were actually born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. It's wonderful. It's simple. It's glorious. So I want to encourage you with that. I know that this is kind of and I keep referring to the fact that it's a vast subject, and sometimes we can be, you know, it can be daunting. It can be kind of intimidating, right, to realize the things Jesus spoke about. But let's remember, Jesus said we must become like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's simple. It's wonderful. It's what humans were created to do. Simple. Jesus also said, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. So I want to encourage you with that. Please do pray for our ministry. Some really good, great things are going on. People are finding this podcast. They're visiting the websites. They're reading the books, especially the book about hell. It's a subject people are interested in. Our ministry's book about hell it's called Hell, 13 Testimonies from a Real Place. We have a book about heaven, too, that's also people are interested in. People want to know about these subjects. And thank you for listening. Please do visit our website, and blessings.